We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I'm confident in Hickey and Shep back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass just knocked out an update of another one here in about 27 minutes. We're into the NFL playoffs. Cowboys holding on 17-14, facing a 3rd-and-8 at the Dallas 39 with 6:46 remaining? Wow. Looking at CBSSports.com right now, Cowboys thinking about moving on. Can they hold on? Earlier today, Indy showed everybody that they're capable of getting to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. Great head coach, great scheme, play calling, solid running game, luck is back, throwing the ball better than ever. Defense is aggressive, solid special teams. Hello. 1-5 start, now 11-6 after beating the Texans 21-7. We get the Chargers at Baltimore tomorrow and also Eagles at the Bears. Man, Soldier Field will be crazy in the Windy City. So there's a part of me that wants to do the Bears Indy Super Bowl. There's another side of me that respects Drew Brees and the Saints. Because when Peyton put a running game with Brees, and again, aggressive defense. I'm watching. It's 21-0 in that Texans game. And I'm like, bring some noise. Bring some heat. You're down 21-0. And they're just sitting back and, no. Bring it. Bring it. I love aggressive play calling. So what two teams get to the Super Bowl now that you're watching some of the playoff action and everything settling down? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We'll also look ahead to 2019, my first show since the new year began. What will be the three biggest stories in sports in 2019? Huge Adamus, master of the prediction. I'll give you mine. What are yours? A gentleman from New Hampshire said that the biggest story will be Tom Brady and the Patriots winning the Super Bowl because everybody wrote them off. They're the 2 seed in the AFC, but no one's talking about them. Nobody is talking. Oh, it's a Chiefs and Arrowhead. You got to go through Arrowhead. You got to go through the Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's going to be the Chiefs and the Saints. Everybody wants a 65-61 Super Bowl, kind of like that Rams-Chiefs Monday Night Football regular season game earlier this year. Speaking of Monday Night Football, they called the game today on ABC, the Texans and the Colts. There's just Joe Tessitore, he's better with college. Witten, Booger McFarlane, I'm not feeling it. I'm not. Shep, have you watched Monday Night Football at all this year and listened to Tessitore and Witten and Booger McFarlane, have you?
Oh, I've done my best. I don't know if I've stayed long to do it.
Nah, they just don't sound big enough. You know, to me, when I listen to Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football in America, they sound big. They do. They sound big. I think in my business, which is radio media, you have to have a presence to carry something, whether it's a broadcast, talk show, TV show, you know, you're Ellen, you're sitting there, whoever it is. You know, you're Jerry Springer and someone's getting ready to tip over the couch because their cousin had a baby with the second cousin and the third cousin won't pay alimony and the fourth cousin moved in with the wife of the second cousin. So you have to have a presence. You do. And it's just, when I listen to them, I feel like I'm watching, and nothing against the Mountain West Conference, like I'm watching a late night mid-major college football game. And, you know, you look at NBC and you listen to Tirico do a game. It's big. Jim Nance and Tony Romo. I know Tony Romo talks a lot, but he gets paid to talk a lot. Romo will be remembered more for his broadcasting than what he did as a Cowboys quarterback. I think he does a great job. How often are you watching Romo and he'll predict what's going on? Because he's used to watching film and he's, you know, played college and dealing with the Cowboys. You know, he's in that second tier of quarterbacks. You're obviously talented when you get there. I kind of compare Matt Stafford with the Lions to a Romo, Jay Cutler type quarterback, right? You know, Rivers has a chance this year to go to that next level, and he has that look, and he's been a big part of it. And I know we talk about Gordon, and I love that Uber video where the Uber driver in Baltimore didn't know it was him, and he was dogging the Chargers. But, man, Phillip Rivers has been locked in. You know, is this going to be his run? So I need your NFC and AFC champions and who gets to the Super Bowl. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Jesus in Oklahoma City. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge. It's Jesus. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, buddy.
Hey, I've been a Bears fan since I was born, but I did have optimistic with the Bears before the season started, before I even got Khalil Mack. I mean, we had a good defense last year. We had two good running backs. The only thing that we were really missing was that wide receiver core. When Pace went out there and got some wide receivers and stuff like that, Trey Burton, Gabriel and all them, kind of gave me optimism that, okay, here we go. And then we went and get Matt Nagy, an offensive-minded coach, which, don't get me wrong, John Fox, he's an old-timer. Believes in certain things, but this football is going quicker. You know, you got to play with and have creativity. John Fox didn't have that. Matt Nagy does. But I think the Bears will be going all the way to the Super Bowl in the NFC and in the AFC, and I think it's going to be the Chargers. If not, it'll be Chargers, Colts, one of them two going there. But I've always been optimistic with the Bears this year. I thought we were going to go 10-6, maybe 11-5. I didn't think about the 12-4, but hey, I'll take it. I really will take it. And it's going to be a long time coming, I think so, because that defense is just can only get better.
Thank you, Jesus, in Oklahoma City, listening on this Saturday night. Let's go to Rick in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, one of the great golf destinations in the world. How you doing, Ricky?
How's it going, man? I was actually just calling because I know you said your son was a Patriots fan, as am I, because I'm initially from the southern part of Mass. As we've all seen, is New England Patriots have not been, well, the New England Patriots this year. And I was wondering if the last week, the Week 17 win against the Jets, Tom Brady looked more like Tom Brady. Was that because he found his niche, or was it because the Jets are the Jets?
Well, I appreciate you listening down to Myrtle Beach. The Jets are the Jets. I look at Brady and the Patriots, and what we all, no matter what NFL team you grew up with, so I grew up in Michigan, a Lions fan, right? When you look at it, you would love to be in a situation where your team is the second seed in the AFC or the NFC, and they have the greatest quarterback in NFL history, but you're not sure if it was a good year. Oh, okay. Sure. I get it. New England's 11-5. Put up 436 points this year. 436. Only Kansas City had more with 565 at 12-4. They're 11-5. My Lord. 11-5. Yeah, they're in a bad division, but everybody writing off the Patriots. That's why I like the Colts, but is it because it was the first playoff game and I'm a guy where, you know, I watched them last week against the Titans. I just like what they've done. I think they're a complete team. They're similar to what the Eagles did last year, right? And hot teams, no matter what the sport is, hot teams can keep it going. And when they're winning on the road, I've always said the road to a championship is on the road, college football or the NFL. And I like the Colts. But then you look at Arrowhead, which is one of the great environments, Foxborough, playoff time. How do you bet against Belichick and Brady? That's why I still can't get over. I brought it up like three times in the first 70 minutes of the show tonight. How in the heck did New England lose that Super Bowl? Chemistry. Didn't I bring up the Pittsburgh thing? Season was rolling. They New England looked helpless against them in Pittsburgh. Chemistry, Antonio Brown just nuked it. We'll get to Antonio Brown later. Where do you think he'll end up? Right now, let's go to John in Maryland. He thinks the Eagles have a great shot tomorrow. How you doing, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good. So, I'm just wondering, I mean, I love the Eagles' chances against the Bears. I love Foles against the Bears. And I hear a lot of angst. Listen, as the Eagles fan, we have no pressure right now going into this game. There's no pressure. We've got Foles. We've got a Super Bowl MVP quarterback. We've got him going into Chicago. Listen, the defense is good, but Trubisky on offense, I don't know what they can do. I don't know. I think the Eagles have a really good chance. And
right.
I like the fact that we got Foles going into this, and I like Wentz for the future, but I like Foles for the now. I'll let you go ahead and talk all that.
All right, well, thank you, John. And obviously an Eagles fan, and you like Foles because you remember a year ago. You know, ribs are a little sensitive. Chicago's defense, Khalil Mack, you know, and we'll see how the Cowboys game plays out. But those two pickups, I don't know what Gruden's doing. Maybe it's a 10-year deal, and they're waiting on Vegas, and he has a plan when the Vegas stadium's there. That's his timing where they want to be, you know, lights, camera, action, rock and roll. By the way, Cowboys just scored another touchdown pending the PAT. They're up 24-14 with 2:14 to go in the game. Barring a miracle, the Cowboys will move on in the NFC playoffs. Oh, wait a minute. About an hour ago, I'm like, hey, you know, you have to take the championship pedigree and a quarterback. Russell Wilson could just march through. Dak Prescott hasn't done anything. And guess what? It's 24-14 now with the kick for the PAT. 2:08 to go in that game. I will give you the final here in a moment, or John Fass will have it coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go out to the Bay Area. TW, thanks for the wait, listening on KNBR. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
It's a pleasure to be on the show, Huge. Listen, my predictions, Cowboys for the Super Bowl. Warriors, you said what's going to happen in 2018. Warriors winning back-to-back-to-back championships. And then on the 20-year anniversary of Horngate 98, the Longhorns are going to win the national championship. Long live KJFK 98.9.
All right, thank you so much. Wow, TW, the Warrior. I remember him from my days in Austin, Texas, when he just brought up KJFK. Yeah, that's a great idea to have those call letters when LBG or LBJ, let me get my letters straight here. I really could make it bad when Lyndon Baines Johnson was born and raised in Austin, Texas. Yeah, you got to get those initials right there. It could be really ugly. Rich in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I got my Super Bowl picks. I think we're going to see New Orleans and New England this year. I think it's going to be the two masters of the field, two quarterback masters with Breeze and Brady.
All right. Well, thank you, Rich, in Pennsylvania. Before we get to a break, I'll deliver a huge opinion on what I'm thinking right now. I said Colts, and I like the way they're playing. But really, can we lose? If you look at any combination right now left in the playoffs, and the Cowboys are up 10, Seattle has the ball at their own 25 with 2:08 to go down in Dallas. We'll welcome our friends from 105.3 after that game. Think about it. Is there, Rams get there with their star power? Saints, Bears, Eagles, have an amazing, unexpected return run in the playoffs? Is there, Chargers, Rivers, Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, if they're just basically running the option, if they would get there? Colts, after the 1-5 start, they're a great story. Winning today 21-7 in Houston. Mahomes he's like Steph Curry with a football. Tom Brady, New England, they're rock stars. They're the greatest show ever to play on an NFL field. Greatest dynasty, greatest quarterback, greatest head coach in William Belichick. I'm trying to think, is there a negative? Am I leaving out some, you know, Breeze and the Saints? There's not a bad combination. I think the networks would fear, they'd love Chicago, the third biggest market, but they'd fear like the Colts and the Bears. Did they, the Bears and the Colts played once in the Super Bowl? That was Manning. That was the rain. I think it was Miami. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS, that's 1-855-212-4227, at Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This Sunday, it's playoff time, and the road to Super Bowl 53 on CBS gets more intense. Philip Rippers. Hey, you know what? I have Philip Rippers in my fantasy playoff league. Philip Rivers drives the Chargers into Baltimore, where they'll face a tough Ravens defense and rookie sensation quarterback Lamar Jackson. It should be a wild, wild card game. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep, at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS. We are talking about the playoffs, and by the way, 24-22. So Seattle scored. Ryan, is that correct? They must have had the two-point conversion during the break, right?
Yes, yeah. Without a kicker, they went for two and got it.
Wow. So 24-22, 118, I assume, and I'm not watching it right now, I assume they're going for the onside kick.
If you want to call it that, their punter does a lot of drop kicks, and they just try to drop kick, onside kick, and it ended up as a pooch punt. So basically the Cowboys just fair caught it, and the game's over.
So the Cowboys just fair caught it, and Seattle's out of timeouts?
That's it, with just about 1:15 left, so it's all but over.
Thank you. That's Ryan Hickey joining us from Jones World in Dallas. We now resume the Saturday Night Huge Show, already in progress. So the Cowboys will advance, and our first huge question of the night, who do you like to emerge from the AFC? I'm feeling the Colts from the NFC. Who gets to the Super Bowl? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Also, we'll get into Antonio Brown's likely destination. Will he stay in Pittsburgh or end up somewhere in the NFC? Because I don't think there's any chance the Steelers will allow him to stay in the AFC. And I don't think this franchise can go through another offseason and season in terms of what Le'Veon Bell put them through. And it wasn't so much not having Bell on the field. It's just the distraction it became. And that's what happened. We were all watching the Steelers going, are you kidding me? Raiders? Are you really? Really? They're like the end of the year, they need the Browns to bail them out. And Baker Mayfield and the Browns almost bailed them out in Baltimore. Now, and a wide receiver, is he truly a game changer? Now, and the argument, Antonio Brown, no one will debate that. But can an NFL team live without a stud wide receiver? Steelers can't live without Big Ben right now. They'll probably get an extension. They showed they can live without Le'Veon Bell. But can't, you know, the most important position in the NFL, arguably we'd say a quarterback, but man, I look at Amari Cooper and the difference he made with the Dallas Cowboys that now has gone final, 24-22. Dallas wins and advances in the playoffs. Khalil Mack, look how much he, Bears had a, you know, top 10 defense, I think, last year. Look at the difference he made. I know we'll just say a quarterback or a stud running back. You know, it's kind of your fantasy football days. Oh, we have to draft all the quarterbacks and the running backs first. We can say the receivers, there's a ton of them. You know, can the Steelers move on? And that do the right thing, does it work in pro sports? Well, you know, we're going to go with a bunch of guys who get along. And we're not going to, no ego will hold us hostage. I think he'll be traded. And, you know, Tampa, NFC, I'm trying to think where he would end up. And could you imagine if the Cowboys somehow got him and had Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott, and Antonio Brown? You know, Giants, him and Beckham. Oh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Tampa, which my 12-year-old son brought up, hey, that fits. And the Steelers put him where he's not going to be, you know, it's not a market where there's conversation about the Buccaneers every day. So let me know where you think Antonio Brown is playing later this year. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. We have a ton of tweets rolling in. Always appreciate everybody. I try and read on Saturday nights. I try and read every tweet that we get. I appreciate the love from everybody listening out there. EZ says, I think the Super Bowl will be the Eagles and the Ravens. Wow. Nobody's brought that up. Eagles and the Ravens. You know, I talked about how there's not a bad matchup, but maybe what EZ just said is a bad matchup. Eagles. Not for you in Baltimore or Philly or Eagles or Ravens fans listening across North America. That would not, CBS has a Super Bowl. That would not be a good matchup. So join in on the huge questions of the night. Who wins the AFC? Who advances in the NFC? Cowboys have 1-1. Colts have 1-1, 21-7 over the Texans. Cowboys have finals 24-22 over the Seahawks. John Fass will have more on that in a moment. 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are back live across North America like we are each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Shep and Hickey are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. John Fass with another update here in just about 20 minutes. Cowboys final 24-22. Seattle season is over. Cowboys continue an amazing run. Not quite Indy Colts level, but a team where a lot of people are like, you know what? Dez Bryant, no receiver, and they get Amari Cooper and a gift from John Gruden, just like the Bears got Khalil Mack. There you go. Cowboys have it all. And people point to that game, I think the Monday night game against the Saints, where they looked awesome. Defense has been strong. There's some similarities there between the Colts and the Cowboys. We do have our first huge question of the night that you can answer. Who will win the AFC and who will win the AFC? Am I crazy that I'm thinking the Colts? Am I? And there's a part of me that I need to see the younger quarterbacks in a playoff game. It's a different animal. And I like the Bears. But with Trubisky, can I buy in that he can take them through New Orleans to the Super Bowl? I think Luck and the Colts, the way they're playing, they won't fear Kansas City and they won't fear Foxborough if they get there. Similar to the Chargers, Ravens are running a college offense with Lamar Jackson. That's an amazing turnaround. I love these stories where a lot of these teams were left for dead in season this year. So we get the Eagles and the Bears on Sunday, Chargers and the Ravens in Baltimore. Texans season is done, and here's a team that can get to the playoffs, but they don't do anything. They look nervous. They look tight. That entire game, you could feel the pressure was on the Texans. So Indy advances. Cowboys win tonight, 24-22. You can join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Comments coming in. Chuck Meadows, who is listening in White House, Tennessee. That's right. That's where the name, the White House. White House, Tennessee was there before the White House in D.C. It's a great story at whitehouse.com. Chuck tweets at Saturday Huge, how about Chiefs versus the Cowboys for the Super Bowl matchup? You think Mahomes is going to get it done in the playoffs? Will he be a different quarterback? Edmund Hoffman III is listening in Piedmont, South Carolina. And he says, I would love to see Antonio Brown in Miami. That's our other question. I need your NFC, AFC picks. Where will Antonio Brown be playing this fall? In Pittsburgh? Or what NFL city? I don't. There's no chance the Steelers would trade him to an AFC team where he could haunt them in the playoffs as early as a year from now. No chance that that happens in Pittsburgh. So it's an NFC team. Then it comes down to salary cap and what their offseason is like and where their money's at. And, you know, the Steelers, you're going to take, what is it, $21 million, I think, if he stays? Or $21 million if they trade him. It's more on the salary cap hit. I'm not a capologist. If you just outright let somebody go, and it's not going to happen with Brown. Or can you find a way? Because if Big Ben wanted to fix this, could he with Antonio Brown? You have the entire offseason. They don't have to eat, you know, $21 million. Because if somebody's going to make that deal, the Steelers are going to want something big in return. And I look and I like what my son Ace brought up, that Tampa Bay. That would be a destination. If I'm the Steelers, I don't want to put him in a high-profile city where it's Antonio Brown and then he does well and it's, why'd the Steelers ever trade him? Oh, my Lord. You know, because what have we said about Amari Cooper with the Cowboys and Khalil Mack with the Bears? What have we said nonstop? What is John Gruden thinking? I don't know what he is thinking. It looks like he's mentally broken, Carr. My guess is Gruden wants everybody on that roster to be his guys. He's got a 10-year deal, what, at $10 million a year? He wants every guy on that roster to be his. And I think a target point is by the time they get to Vegas. That way, Gruden, when and if the day comes when the Raiders are a contender, that they're a powerhouse NFL franchise, John Gruden can say, I built it all. And that's what he loves to do, go back to Gruden's quarterback camp. He just wants to build everything. Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack, those two guys, and Carr? How's that not a foundation? It's kind of like the Lions. At one time, they had Stafford, Calvin Johnson, and Ndamukong Suh, and they really looked like they were starting to make a move. Had those three. Those three players, Stafford and Ndamukong Suh and Calvin Johnson. Johnson retired early. Yeah, look at me as a lifelong Lions fan. There's a great story. Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson have both walked away early. And I've always said to this day that Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson never came back to the league or played for another team out of respect for the fans who still worship and adore them in Michigan. And the Raiders had Carr, Amari Cooper, and Khalil Mack, and John Gruden, and I believe it was his ego, could not build around that because people would always say, well, Gruden did it with three guys who were there, right? So he takes over. And Mike Mayock, who has gone from a draft insider to a top-flight analyst and a guy who knows his stuff when it comes to football, is the GM. And together, I think they're going to cleanse the entire roster where every guy on that roster will be a Gruden draft pick or free agent pickup. And by the time that stadium's built in Vegas, Gruden will walk in there and everything will have Gruden's handprints on it. He picked the GM. Yeah, because you'll look at Reggie McKenzie and you'll say, okay, Derek Carr, Khalil Mack, Amari Cooper, they're building the foundation. It's amazing, man, in management, and it can be in any business, on how quick they'll just clean house when no cleansing is necessary. I mean, you had Carr, Cooper and Mack. Tell me that's not 9-7 this year. Oh, well, we're going to build for the future. Wait, what are you building for the future? Have you looked at, you know, the Colts or the Texans? I mean, you had, and now I think he's mentally broken, Carr. And I think he's going to want his own young hotshot quarterback to groom that, you know, Gruden selected him. Gruden drafted him. Gruden worked him out. Combine. Gruden. But that's what the Raiders did. They gave him total control of that franchise. That's the reason he came back. What, a 10-year deal at $100 million? And he's going to get his guys in there. I think there will not be a player in a couple years that was not a Gruden draft pick or free agent pickup. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I need your two teams that emerge from the NFC and the AFC to get to the Super Bowl. And where do you think Antonio Brown will be playing this season? In September, Pittsburgh or what NFL city? 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Freddie in North Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, hello, Huge, and good to hear you again. I really like you as a talk show host. You're a really good guy. You listen to other people. I like that. You're a good guy.
Where are you listening? Hold on. Where are you listening right now in North Carolina, Friday?
Well, I'm down in eastern North Carolina, around Kinston, LaGrange, that area.
Awesome. Some of my favorite country in America there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close to the coast, too. You know, New Bern and Moorhead, both
of
all
beautiful.
There, you know.
Just North Carolina is a beautiful state.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking my call. I had an analogy. I like to analyze this stuff. And you listened to me one time about the NBA, and we need to take a correction for that league. But anyway, not getting on that. I tell you, I'm really in. Of course, this time of year, I'm in the NFL mainly about the football. We got a great league there. I give them credit for having a great league there. They know how to run a league. It's about competition. That's what the NBA doesn't understand. Get a competitive league. Anyway, I don't want to get on that. But look, Baltimore's got a chance in the AFC, in my opinion, but. And I know Harbaugh's a smart coach and everything, but here's my take on that situation. Lamar Jackson's been doing good. I agree with that. I think that's, you know, running that offense and the other defense is not used to that kind of offense, defending that. Hey, but here's my analogy. With their defense and the way they've come together as a team with a great defense, special teams good, real good, you know, they're really together wanting to win, but my deal is I don't think they can get it done on the offensive side of the ball just depending on Lamar Jackson, because what I see happening is the same thing, and I think they go in spurts with him, but they get bogged down. And I look at I think what he should do is, because Flacco's a team guy, and the type of offense he runs is totally contrasted to what Lamar is doing with the option and all. And I think that if they would get Flacco back in the mix and don't use him that much, maybe use him 30% of the time, but run him in some in the first half, get the rhythm. Because I don't think there's going to be any friction there, because he's a team guy. And I think as they go into the fourth quarter, I think that they're going to get bogged down again on the offensive end where they can't pick up a first down, just like they did against Cleveland last weekend. And they're not going to keep winning those games like with a great defensive play like the guy linebacker pulled off last week. But I think with Flacco, you see, you could keep the opposing defenses on the heels, out of sync, guessing what's going on, because defending the Flacco offense with a prototype deep pocket pass vertical offense, and he can still throw the ball downfield. But and they got the good receivers, competitive guys. Look, I think you mix that in, and the defense will stay – uncorked. They'll be unbalanced. They'll be, you know, they'll be off key. They'll be all out of rhythm and be out of step. They'll be guessing. And I think that's if they're trying to use a contrast, that's a perfect contrast because
right.
the dichotomy is totally different between.
All right. Know what, my friend? I appreciate you listening in North Carolina and enjoy the NFL playoffs this weekend. And I want to follow up that call that there's a change coming in the NFL. And everybody, like, you know, I was talking about Gruden, everybody likes to follow the leader. And they're looking at Mahomes, and they're looking at this not-quite-air-raid offense. And Andy Reid's been fabulous with Mahomes, and he made that tough call where a lot of people were surprised. Hey, Alex Smith, you know, second time Alex Smith, it was Colin Kaepernick and Harbaugh, and they went to a Super Bowl, and he made that call. And then he makes the call on Mahomes and Alex Smith, and we think there's going to be a two-year period for Mahomes to get comfortable, and the guy's the MVP this year. There's going to be this spread. You know, what Lamar Jackson is doing, and I think originally Harbaugh did this and thought he would get that interchangeable, as I follow up to your comments, this interchangeable offense and teams won't know what's coming. They haven't been able to stop him. You know, you watch Lamar Jackson in college, and he's as close to Michael Vick, Denard Robinson that we've seen. I mean, he's just he's amazing. You know, Kyler Murray would be in that category with Oklahoma. You can't stop him. And that's why Kyler Murray's thinking about baseball with the A's versus the NFL, because the Matt Rhule and the talk of the Jets and what he's done with Baylor and the coaches that were on, you look at all these vacancies and there's a lot of retreads, and that's not a negative against anybody on that list. But these college coaches, you know, Lincoln Riley signed his extension. There was talk that he was going to go to the next level. You're watching this read run pass option, and I think the NFL is going in that direction. I do. I think you'll get some old school teams, but man, the John Harbaugh running the option with Lamar Jackson, who saw that coming? You can join in your huge opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227.